Hello everyone, you're now listening to After Scrum with Ada
and Ami. Here we talk about what is new,
what's interesting,
and what you would have considered difficult to step.
Lego! Hello guys, welcome back once again.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of After Scrum with Ada, Ami, and Est.
Yes. Yeah. We have with us today.
So let me just tell you who we have with us.
Mm-hmm.
We have a runaway. Our runaway social media. And
yes.
She has been having our social media. This is the place behind.
After Scrum. Yes.
Well, After Scrum.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter.
Instagram. Mm-hmm. Facebook as well. Yes.
Yes. Until she ran it.
Mm-hmm.
And she did tell us why she ran it.
Yes. That's why she's here.
The only very good thing about it is that she's coming back with good news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that she can also explain to us why she's giving us good news.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So hi guys, we have a guest.
Yeah.
And this episode we are all about like positivity and you know what to hear, how to make money. You know we'll be telling you guys things about doing this, how you can make money in tech.
Mm-hmm. Today we have someone that has made money. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So please introduce yourself.
Yes.
Okay, my name is Abba for Kosisochukwu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a product designer and I'm a copa.
I love that.
Yeah.
She's my sister.
Yeah, well, in case the resemblance is not resembling, because we're going out loud. Yeah. Yes. So yeah, I think the surname was a dead giveaway. Yeah, so anyway, tell us more about like, you know. How was camp?
When I went, I just went there at first. I was like, nah, I'm not going to wear white and white first day. What? So I finished my registration.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, I carried my file. That's mm-hmm. what we do, carry our files to wear more fatigue.
Okay.
We saw them already doing parade and matching up. And I said, this camp, I'm going to be alone. Nobody
okay. will
know me. I'll just mm-hmm. come and I will go. So carry out file, walk up and down, move to go to where they are doing registration.
Mm-hmm. As people that we have been doing that. Let me tell you, people that we have been doing that.
So carry out file, walk up and down. Mm-hmm. Also, when the soldier notices, mm-hmm. we don't have to respect ourselves. So,
wait, don't understand. So you guys had already registered. Yeah. So people yeah. now, oh my God. I did not know that this was the format. So that will allow you to actually like not wear white and white because they are like, are you serious? Oh, wow. You have told me this is environment. Okay. So while you are in camp, something interesting happened. Right. Tell us what led up to that. Mm-hmm.
So while I was in camp, my platoon actually, they are like serious people.
Platoon 5.
Very, very serious.
Platoon 5.
Unfortunately, our one was actually unserious. Mm-hmm. And our platoon inspector made me his key.
Mm.
And
as I was like, the benefit of it.
Yeah.
But to me, there's no benefit though. You have to be in every activity to mm-hmm. report, okay, this was that I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Mm. So like you know where to take action. And
it's by.
Yeah.
So I was actually.
I feel like other people hate you because of that.
They actually called me a fake gay because most of the time I actually used to run away.
So you have this runaway thing in your spirit.
But when he actually caught me one time, he was like, he's going to put me in bathroom. I said, no, it's not for me. I had to step up and show my face. Because I already said before, the camp was for me to. But unfortunately, I had to show my face.
You had other plans.
Yeah, so then it started with the cultural competition first. Then I was like, our platoon, we had more Yoruba people. And we were dancing Igbo dance. And Igbo dance, cultural dance, to me, it not look like Igbo dance. Mm. So like that Moana dance there. That
oh my God.
When I entered, that was, I was like, I was like, okay, you guys have more Yoruba people. Then can't you do Yoruba dance? Yeah, I like Yoruba dance, especially Bata. That the whole hand movement and everything, I like it.
Mm. But just from her hand movement, you can tell that she's a dancer.
At first, they were like, no, it's actually cost a bit confusion. Mm-hmm. Then Nina decided, okay, we'll have two groups, the cultural and the Yoruba and Igbo. So as I was pushing the Yoruba people to dance, I actually didn't know what to dance, but Nina dragged me.
Because you cannot be pushing from the sideline.
Dance, so I actually joined them and danced on the stage. So after the whole dance and everything, I came back after social gathering. I was very tired. I just said, let me scroll through my phone. So 11. And I saw my assistant platoon leader, Phil Copper. I saw a message on the group that this there's Access Premier, like Access Entrepreneur competition for coppers. That because each platoon has to bring out three people. That who are the three people going? Maybe I saw that message. The first thing that came to my mind is this platoon people. They will not come out for anything, and they are very very lazy. What is this? And I said, okay, let me go for it. And I message her.
So you sacrifice yourself as a savior, not that you're interested.
Exactly. I think it's very
important.
At first, I was like, since nobody is going to come out, my mind has already told me that nobody is going to come out. Maybe that the dying means you now start seeing people coming out. So I now messaged her, and that was around 11 to 12. She now asked me, okay, what's your business plan? I said, yay!
Okay, so what was the theme of the year?
Just to promote coppers.
Okay.
In any business plan they have to see like the one that is more beneficial, something that is worth investing in.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, Access Bank was sponsoring like the competition, and then anybody had like
Access Bank. They actually sponsored in not just in Enugu, in Abuja, Cross Rivers.
Okay.
So for the competition, you have three people, there are 10 classes, three from each classroom, that's 30 people. Then, out of these 30 people, you submit your business plan,
and
you pick the top 10. So the first person gets $1 million.
Wow.
The second person gets, out of the 10 people now, you have 5 people, top 5.
Okay.
Top 5 defend the project.
Okay.
Defend the business plan they submitted.
Mm.
So, but the prize is now the first gets $1 million, the second 700k, the third is 400k,
okay,
the fourth is 250,
okay,
and the fifth 150. Then from the sixth to the tenth, they get 100k.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Actually, that's very fair competition.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, does the business plan that you have to be like, because I know that there are some people that are coppers, but like they've already like, you know, established themselves in their fields, right? So it doesn't have to be like a business that you are like thinking about doing after service or something that you already have.
It can be something you are thinking about after service, and it can also be something that you just established.
Okay.
Like to support yourself and add more to make it grow. Yes.
Okay. So you had to do the business plan.
So, okay, I sacrificed myself.
Yeah. I sacrificed myself for the thing. So she was like, I should send her a business plan. I was like, business plan. I had 12 a.m. Where do I want to see business plan? I just remembered. I just finished computer science. Watch ChatGPT.
See, I love you. ChatGPT is a lifesaver.
Oh my god.
I just put my business plan because my business, that's Classy, the mobile app I'm currently working on with my friend. So I just put it there, describe what the app is about and its function. So ChatGPT, based on what I've already given it, it generated a plan for me and I sent it to her.
Sorry, give me an example of a good prompt that you give to ChatGPT to generate something
You know, when you want ChatGPT to generate something for you, it has to be specific for what you want. So I was like, can you write a business proposal for me? Or write a business proposal for Classy. That's the name of my business app. My app, sorry. So Classy, from there, like Classy is a lecture activity management system that does this and this and that.
So you just put it into the
Or at first, I can be like, write a business proposal for me. That only that. Then it will not bring out steps like what you need to, like, to just like you write executive summary, this one, that one.
Yeah.
So like, you cannot, based on what it has given you, you cannot tell it to like write summary based on this. Yes, adding points to it. That's and then it gives you what you want.
Yeah.
So I just, that was not what I did the first time. The first one was just a short one. So for the second one, because after I submitted to her,
the first one was like an executive summary.
The first one was just a short. It's not up to the page. Just very
okay. Easy. Like a proposal then.
Just for my
platform leader. Okay.
Then we now had the called the top 30. We had the class where they told us what they expected. They gave us a PDF.
Mm.
So based on this PDF now, like, we have to submit it on Sunday.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm doing parades. Mm. There's no time. You match our stuff.
Yes, no.
You can match. You come back. Mm. You want to rest. Any small time in camp is like that time. God, please let me sleep. Yes. That's what the time is for. But I'm not like, how do I want to sit down and come and start a business plan? I'm not studying business. I don't study accounting. I don't really know much about it. So based on what they explained now. Still, that Charlie is that actually wrote the business plan. So I now, based on the list that they gave, the target customer and stuff like that, so I told that ChatGPT to write it for me, gave it my target. I actually have to give it my own figures and everything. So the truth is, as I edited some things, then I was like, I told my sister and I told my brother that, okay, I'm going for this. That you should help me with this proposal. And I said, don't worry, it's coming. So I know actually he's actually a very busy person. But, and now, I sense what I generated from ChatGPT to him, for him to go through it, because I know he knows much about it than me. So, unfortunately, it was very busy. And I needed to submit at 10 a.m. on Sunday. They had not gotten back to me. So I just had to go through my sister's friend that also Rodas Rollins. Thank you very much.
Shout out to Rollins.
So he actually gave me some points on where I should make corrections that I just said. So I made it and I went to the cyber cafe for them to edit the whole thing. It was actually rough, and I sent it to them. So once I sent it, they were like, time has been extended to 11. So when I was taking my time
to actually like work on it,
it was all good. So I came out among the top five, so I was the fourth on the list. And I came fourth on the list. The first thing that came to my mind is, can I still become the number one? Because they've been telling me that I should be my the prize money.
Your platoon, like in your platoon?
Not just my platoon, no, my sister, my brother, my mother. Everybody said I should be the prize money home. So I actually had to ask people, even I asked my platoon inspector if it's possible for me to actually from fourth to number one.
So what did it take for, like, you know, like after, because you guys have submitted the business proposal, so what's the next step?
They went through all the 30 proposals and graded it.
Yes.
So the top 10, then the top 5, based on the proposal you submitted, you have to defend your proposal.
Why didn't you do something? You know, being
in that top 10,
out of 30 people, it's still like,
it means that your business plan was actually excellent.
Top 5.
So the next step was to defend the
The next step was to defend the proposal.
So in front of like everybody in camp, or
everybody in camp, the assets.
Okay. They come as judges.
To judge. So as then that was when I now called my brother. I was like, okay, this was going on. I don't know business and stuff like that. I said, okay, it's going to help me with the slide But anyways, there's no projector and there's no slides. So there's a slide I have already for that design.
Mm.
I sent for because I actually designed the whole product. So I sent it to him to help me change it from normal presentation to like a business model that I can show them instead of
this slide that you're saying that you had before. Is it like something that you've created? Have you ever had a competition like that before?
No, it's just a project, just like showcasing my project.
Okay.
Yes.
Kind of like a documentation.
Yes.
Mm.
So I sent, he told me to send it to him, that I would edit it for him. I sent it to him. So I waited that the night before, I've not gotten anything. The night before the presentation, I've not gotten anything.
Yeah.
So in the morning, during parade, when we're training, I got to, I said, how God help me. Others are reading, others already know what they want to do. Okay. I'm just getting this slide now. Mm. What's my fit?
Yeah.
So actually, I was like, okay, regardless, it still means that did the whole project and everything.
Mm.
So basically, the night before, I actually spoke with our friend also, Rollis, where he told me that I should focus on numbers, and he asked me some things, which I now, okay, went to check back at there, because now I'm not a numbers person.
Mm.
I just know that, okay, this is going to be a very, very good product.
Yes.
So that's it.
Mm.
So he was like, I should focus on the numbers and everything. I went there, the first person presented, the second person, the first person presented, you know, she's the first, so there's actually this stage fright that comes
with being the first.
Being the first person. Yeah. So the second went, the whole questionnaire, I was like, oh my God, I'm nervous. I turned back to my platoon, I said, I don't know what to do.
Well, after presenting, they ask you questions.
Yeah, they ask you questions.
Okay.
So, then that's my classroom people. She said, calm down, take water. They gave me water to drink to calm down. Okay, I calm down. Then, so my turn, I went to the stage. I was speaking. I actually defended the project. But while I was speaking, I was actually shaking. Because I know myself in front of crowd, I've already told myself that I know that I would definitely shake as I'm talking.
Yeah.
But I know what is coming out from my mouth.
Yeah.
But I won't. That shaking must be there,
but
I'll still be giving you what you want and everything you want to hear from me.
Mm.
So at some point, even the camp coordinators and everything, the camp director, she looked at me and she was like, calm down.
So I like the fact that, despite the fact that you're nervous, it didn't stop you from taking yourself out.
Mm. No, it didn't stop me. Mm. So at some point, you know, then the guy now told me that it's obvious that I'm nervous, that he's going to ask me questions now, so that to know if I'm the one that actually wrote it and stuff like that. Then he asked me if I was the one that did it. I said, I'm a product designer. I was the one that designed the whole product and everything. Mm. I don't write code. Mm. I have my colleague writing the code.
Mm.
So then he asked me about the hosting platform and how much to know if I actually,
no,
actually did my research.
Yeah.
I was God, I didn't do my research. They asked me the hosting price. I told him the hosting price. I was like, okay. So questions are coming left and right. Even the camp director, like, they should calm down. And they asked me so much questions, more than other people. So, unfortunately, because of the nervousness of the first person, they were like, she could not defend
what she
wrote. They were like, she had to, they disqualified her.
Now
became the 10th, then the 6th person became the 5th.
So wow. Disqualification. After seeing that the first person was disqualified.
I designed the product.
No,
Okay, so was she disqualified immediately after she was done, or was it in the end?
Once she finished speaking, as far as she couldn't defend
what they said.
So at that point, they disqualified.
Oh my God. So that's that like, physical.
That made the whole environment.
Yes, tense.
It was tense. I actually felt tense.
Mm.
But I know within myself that if I ask me anything about this thing, I can tell you everything about it.
Mm. That's very interesting. So does this accesspreneur, this competition, is like a, like everybody that goes to camp, they actually have like, is it like a, yeah, I know camp is no more yearly. Two times.
Yeah.
I know there's like, batch A and batch B now.
Like six times.
Exactly. So is it every time, like, for every set, or was it just like your set was special somehow?
I'm not sure every set that actually happens. Because there's this skill acquisition classes.
Mm.
There's someone that came and talked about what he is doing so farming and stuff like that. So during his sets, I think it was a year before, I didn't know either batch B or there about it to come.
Okay.
So I think maybe, I really don't know how this was.
Just happened that they did it when you're in
Exactly. But I also think that even if, like, maybe there are also like other competitions like that. So I'm saying, like, for other people that maybe plan to go to camp,
they
can also look out for this type of things.
I think there are other competitions. Because there was a picture I saw of, I think, Unity Bank did their own.
That's very interesting.
They asked you questions and then the last person presented, what happened next?
Then there was a break when the judges went to Ghana, calculated the results and came back with the result. So what made me actually confident that I was going to be about among the top 5 was because I was the only tech person. I was the only person with this tech idea, but I felt like I was the only person with this tech idea.
We others had like a physical product.
Most people were actually
There was family, photography, and everything. It's surprising because we think that there's so much tech awareness, and it's surprising that you're the only person. I thought that most people would be coming from tech products, so it's really amazing to know. Exactly. I'm actually surprised. So how did you feel? Who was best as you called? Was it, I mean, now this is the time when you out yourself. Who did you call best?
I think it was my brother, Chima, because actually wrote the, based on his numbers and everything, the slide, even if I wasn't able to present it, it actually helped me. So I actually called him first.
So, like, is there anything you can say that you think you did differently than the other? I mean, you had, like, issues like communication gap when you're trying to get information from outsiders and taking time to come. But do you think there's anything differently that you did that helps you
gain the advantage?
Yes.
The main thing is, I think when you are pitching, you have to like give them what they want.
How do you know what they want?
it's not easy to know what they want, but the main thing is that they want to know if you actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you can come, even if it's not your pitch, or even if you're not the one that wrote the business plan, but if you can convince them that it's your idea, you that set it up, and you know what you're talking about, you know what you wrote, it's actually a win for you. That was actually what got the first person disqualified, because she couldn't convince them that this is my work.
Okay. That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
So, okay, now,
so like now you won the first prize, and access to millionaire. It's funny because people go to camp and then it's all about the allowance, but then you know when they are collected 3 years allowance.
Exactly. So what like I know that you are representing your platoon, right? Do your like the platoon, every other person in the platoon, the fact that you won. Just the fact that, okay, the person from Pastor Chair won is what they get, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you for choosing me.
Oh, good.
So, like, when someone is writing, now that you've experienced, like, writing a business plan and going out there on competitions and everything, what advice would you give someone that is writing a business plan? I know that, yes, thank you, ChatGPT, for doing most of the work. But then now you have an idea of, okay, this is what business plan should look like. This was like, at least you revised it. So, what advice would you give to someone that is trying to like write a themselves out there and go for competitions like this?
What I'll say is the main target is market. They want to know your market size and like how you generate income and everything. They want to know if it's something profitable.
Yeah.
And they want to know whether you are a, you like think about the future, whether it's long term or short term goals.
For
like
you, yes, exactly. I think that usually what people don't is to understand this. Like just like you said about the fact that you want to know is that, okay, this is a good idea, right? But numbers play a huge role into how, like, apart from like the fact that the competition, right? Numbers play a huge role into like how profitable a business is.
Yeah.
So what are like the percentage of people that you are saying that would be willing to even use this platform to even start with? What percentage of people this would be willing to pay for this business? Like back it up with like research that you've already done.
Yeah.
And that's also actually
like the app is classy.
Mm.
It's a lecture activity management system. So my main target now for this app is schools. Not just schools, universities, not just universities.
Mm.
Now private universities, because I know like, okay. I actually went to a private university. And if they ask you to pay for something, you must pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have this target audience now, and you know that if you pitch your product to them, they will like it, and they will pay. There's no how this let not pay for it. So that's why the numbers.
Yeah, and it's very good that you drew from, like, you know, something that you have like a hand knowledge of.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're like, if I was in this particular scenario, right, this is what I would do. Just like with the project you're working on, I have to actually like, because I know that, okay, we're no more in school, I actually have to like ask my brother, because I'm like, okay, these people are actually like the people that will use this thing. So how would you use this
product? It's always very important to be close to the market. But there's this thing about people in tech building in a void and thinking that I have a fantastic product to you.
Yes.
But then this is what the people actually want. And this is how they actually want to use it. As a way, product design, product research, it's really amazing that you went out there, you came from fourth position.
Yeah.
You came from rescue.
No. You've gone far. She came from not even wanting them to know that she was in camp.
Because they rescue.
Exactly. Yeah, from here.
The first edition.
Yeah.
Like, basically, like, find the way to people.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes, I'll be saying it soon. Thank you so much.
So,
for
like, can you tell us, is there anything for Classy?
Yes.
Some people write this,
and then just win the prize money and then disappear.
Yes.
No, I don't think that's what she wants.
We're writing the code, so by God's grace, we plan to push it to market next year.
Okay. That's
interesting. The market.
Mm-hmm. So that means that your school will be like the first.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the plan for this money? Right. Like, you guys are going to put it back into obviously, put it into Classy, and to go towards. Which why are you not like that?
It's Classy.
Okay. I put it towards marketing or paying for domains and things like that.
Yeah.
Right. That's interesting because it kind of like takes away like the burden of having to pay for those things.
Yeah.
Because when you are starting out, you are thinking, where is the money going to come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Amazing stuff.
Guys, you heard it from the business world and you heard it here first.
Yes.
So what advice do you give to people that are going to camp right now?
Yeah. Exactly.
When opportunity knocks, don't run from it. You can't get it.
Even if you think you're not ready. Yes, I think so.
Because a lot of people feel like they're not ready for something.
Because most people actually were like, they wish they had gone or stuff like that.
I mean, do you call us and pick a millionaire on the road?
I mean,
if there's a tree that you want to be on, just tell me where it is.
Yeah. I think it's very important to put yourself out there and do this.
Yes.
Whether you're very prepared or not. I mean, even if you know me, you can still be not ready.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get the experience.
Yeah.
this 1 million naira is going to be like this amount of money class is going to be making.
Yeah. Amen. Yes. Yeah,
don't forget us in your paradise. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Thank you for hanging out with
us. Yeah. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, leave the comments, yeah. Follow, even yeah. Talk to her.
Yeah. So,
social media.
Just Twitter, that's @_ABAFOR, ABAFOR.
Alright guys, you paid it. Thank you guys for watching and see you in the next episode.
Bye. Bye.
That person that came to knock.
Oh, no.